It's time to take a spin around Wisconsin and find stories you might have missed. Here's Spinning the State on Spanning the State with Kristen Bry and Brian Noonan.
You might think, hey, they got to run out of stories from around the state on a Friday. No, we have more, and we're willing to share them with you. If you want any more details on them, you can text the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. I hope none of these stories get you fired up, but secretly, I really hope they do. So let's find out if it will.
Slinger.
Slinger. All right. Well, election season is upon us, if
Here
you didn't
we go.
Know. And it can be counted on to bring out certain things. Political attack ads, angry discussions, and of course, yard signs.
Ugh.
These small cardboard ads litter lawns, street corners, and usually hang around long after the election is over.
True.
Political yard signs are at the center of a controversy in Slinger, where Marian Nowak has a sign with a simple message, God, guns, and Trump in her front yard. WPR reported that she has had the sign in her yard for 9 years without an issue. Then in February, she was one of several residents who got a letter from the Slinger's building inspector. It said she was violating the Washington County's village sign ordinance. Like many municipalities, Slinger regulates signs within village limits. But Slinger's ordinances say election signs can't be up more than 4 days after the election, and that generally temporary signs can't be up for more than 7 days. The village only enforces those rules in response to complaints, according to the village president, Scott Stortz. Someone sent the village a list of several houses with Trump signs, Stortz said. He said the village followed its ordinance by inspecting the signs, concluding they'd been up for too long and issuing violation letters. Almost 70% of Slinger residents voted for President Donald Trump in last year's election. After significant online attention and a threat of legal action by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, a conservative law firm, the village has since rescinded those violation letters. I don't understand. Why would they rescind it? If that's their ordinance, is it just not worth it?
It's probably not worth it to get sued, because it sounds like Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty would have taken them to court. And under some sort of freedom of speech or political oppression kind of thing.
Huh.
Listen, if somebody still had a Kamala Harris sign in their yard, I'd be just as upset if I'm their neighbor. Take that garbage down. Move on. I don't understand this need.
It's a lifestyle, Brian.
During an election season, we've had yard signs in. That's fine.
We never do the yard signs.
No?
Mm-mm.
I have, and it doesn't bother me during the season. But now it's over. This unwavering need to tell everybody who you voted for, like it's a badge of honor.
Well, and I think most cities do have these ordinances. I think about a lot of places that you're not supposed to keep. I mean, and then it's like, I guess if most are similar to Slinger, where it's like if no one's complaining, they're not going around and picking up people's yard signs after 4 days after the election.
I think
It's more interesting to me that they back down so easily.
Well, if 70% of your population voted one way, you know, even though that 30% has every right to complain under the law, they're not going to. Well, listen, just put it on the list. Another thing on the list that we're.
This angers me way less. That doesn't anger me. This doesn't anger me at all.
All right.
Because it's just, again, it's a yard sign. I don't really care.
Well, let's see how this.
I care way more about bribing people to vote.
Listen, you keep using the word bribing. It's rewarding, Kristen. There's a difference.
Got it.
A bribe is shady and underhanded. A gift from the world's wealthiest man to people who, you know, could use that $100.
Or $1 million.
Or a million. Listen.
I mean, we could all use $1 million.
I think we could all use the million. I'd go
Except
and show up.
Elon.
I think I still have some of my I voted stickers from the last election. I'll go in there if they don't ask. All right, let's spin it again.
Milwaukee.
All right, this story has no politics. Has no issues. This is a purely celebratory story because, as we know, April 14th is Milwaukee Day.
Woo!
Yes, and is there a better way to celebrate than with a beer? How about as much beer as you can drink, Kristen Bry?
That seems dangerous.
No, I think it's great. If you think it's great, too, you're in luck. Milwaukee Brewing Company is bringing back its brewery tour, which was perhaps more famous for letting patrons drink all they wanted rather than the tour itself. In the last decade, the brewery moved from the warehouse where those tours took place, sold its tap room and brewing facility to Pilot Project, and sold its intellectual property to Eagle Park Brewing. But now the brand once again has a tap room in the former Tonic Tavern space. Eagle Park is bringing back the legendary part of the tour, unlimited half pours of MKE Brewing beer. According to reporting in the Journal Sentinel, the tour will take place at the new tap room and will be more of an all-you-can-drink session rather than a tour. That's according to their news release. It's in celebration of Milwaukee Day, April 14th, but the drink-a-thon will take place on Saturday, April 12th from noon to 9. Calculate how many half draws you can drink in 9 hours and man, I wish I could see you there. That would be fun.
I can't be a part of that. We got a show that day.
Wait, on a Saturday? April 12th?
It's not on.
Yeah, no,
day.
They said they're celebrating for, but they know everybody's, okay. You know, you can't drink like that on a work day unless you're Pete Hegseth. Allegedly. You're going to see me snatched off the street by guys in plain black clothes. I'm just going to be gone.
Especially after this diet.
I know. They'll be able to grab me and just drag me off.
You're harder to steal before.
Maybe I should have kept the weight on until the next administration came in. All right. That's spinning the state. You want details? Of course you do, because you want to know where you can drink as much as you want. Text SPIN to the Signing Unlimited WTMJ Talking text line. 855-616-1620. I'm going to wear heavy boots from now on. We're going to get to, the Final Four has been set in March Mammal Madness. How did we do? How did you do? Let's find out after this on Spanning the State.